the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
From the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one
flesh.
So then they are no longer two, but one
flesh.
Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. Marriage is an honorable estate, instituted and blessed by God in paradise before humanity's fall into sin. When God made Adam from the dust of the earth, none of the other animals he made were suitable to be a helper comparable to him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman. And he brought her to the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." From that moment on, marriage has been a holy and blessed gift for both men and women. Now, I know that not all of you are married. Many of you are widowed. Some of you have never married at all. And some of you are married. Regardless of your marital state right now, marriage, as God has given it to us, marriage is a blessing for us all. It is by marriage that God provides companionship for us. It is not good for man to be alone. In marriage, God sets the solitary in families, the blessed David says. By marriage, God fulfills his promise of children to his people. Solomon says, Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward, like arrows in the hand of a warrior. So are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. God has given us marriage, the unity of one man and one woman in a lifetime, one flesh, miraculous union. God has given us marriage as a great and holy blessing. From the beginning, though, even with all its blessings, marriage has been a struggle for many. Some never find the right person and live their lives unmarried, but longing in their hearts for a spouse they can love as their own. Some people get married only to find themselves in a marriage they don't like, with a spouse they don't think they can love. Some people get married and give their hearts and their lives and their everything to their spouse, only to suffer through betrayal and torment by a partner who hasn't committed wholeheartedly to them or to the marriage. And still other people put an end to their marriages through divorce. Some for biblical reasons, like adultery or abandonment. But more often than not, divorce happens for unbiblical reasons, centered in selfishness and lack of love. Marriage is hard. In many ways, marriage is a struggle, even in healthy marriages. And it's been this way from the beginning. Look at Adam and Eve. The very same people we just read about as God instituted marriage, as He created Eve from Adam's rib and blessed them, those two same people, one chapter later in the Bible, their marriage hits the rocks. Eve decides she'd rather listen to Satan rather than listen to her God or her husband, and so she eats the forbidden fruit. Adam decides he'd listen to his wife over the word of God he had been given, and he disregards God's command to protect her and defend her from all evil, and he eats the forbidden fruit too. From that moment on, marriage has been hard because we have tarnished it with our sin. God tells Eve, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." God tells Adam, "Because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat of it,' cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you shall return." From that moment when Eve betrayed Adam and Adam betrayed Eve and they both betrayed their God, from that moment marriage has been plagued by wives desiring their husband's authority and by husbands sweating their way to the grave while they could have been spending their time with their lovely brides. That's what makes marriage hard. We make marriage hard because we have twisted it, we have manipulated it, and we have tortured it by our sin. And still, after all of that, God in His mercy still blesses us and our marriages with His grace. By God's grace, many of you and lots of other people in this world live holy, happy, successful, blessed marriages.